You're listening to a special Easter edition of the Sunday, Sunday, Sunday podcast, a reflection of the upcoming Sunday Catholic Mass readings. And now your host, the Bible geek, Mark Hart.
Always good to be with you again, my family. This week, we're taking a look at the fourth Sunday of Easter as we continue to move on this beautiful, glorious, resurrection-filled journey toward Pentecost. But we're not there yet, so let's get to it. Our first reading from Acts chapter 2, verse 14, and then verses 36 through 41. Our responsorial psalm from Psalm 23. You know this one. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. It's kind of cool that David, being a shepherd, wrote all about that. You can kind of see what may have inspired him as he's sitting out there in the fields, writing about shepherds, you know, being one and all. Our second reading from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 20 through 25, and our gospel from John chapter 10, verses 1 through 10. As I said, you know, David, the psalmist, was a shepherd. We know that from Scripture. So when he pens those words, the Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want, he really is putting himself there as a sheep, you know, that he understood this relationship. Because the relationship between a shepherd and a sheep, there's absolutely intimacy there. It says in Scripture, you know, that the sheep know my voice. When a shepherd calls the sheep by name and he leads them, they follow. We know even when Christ referred to himself as the good shepherd, even when Christ was standing before Pilate and he was talking about those who know me know my voice. And there is a beautiful intimacy that happens there, a strong relationship. There's an identity there that we belong to the shepherd. And no matter how fast and how far the sheep run, my brothers, my sisters, you and I, no matter how fast and how far we run, the shepherd always runs faster. He'll always go after that one stray, but he also cares deeply for the 99 that are near him. So whether we're near him or far from him, whether your family is near him or far from him, the shepherd knows the sheep, and the sheep know the shepherd. And that really is the point of this week's readings, is that if we want to taste salvation, we want to taste heaven, we need to know the shepherd. That the church is very clear in her teaching that salvation comes through Jesus Christ, through baptism in Jesus Christ. And anytime you proclaim that, someone wants to put their hand up and go, but what about this person who wasn't ever baptized? What about this person who's an Aborigine in the middle of Australia and who's never heard the gospel? What about this person over here who believes in this, you know, that this Muslim, this Jew, whatever? Are you saying that they're not going to be saved? And this really becomes a bone of contention for a lot of people. And what the church says is, look, we're not condemning anybody, but what we are saying is that Christ was very clear that we need to be baptized in his name, in those who know Jesus, who have been exposed to the gospel of Jesus Christ, that is on them, that they cannot claim ignorance. And many in modern culture would rather claim ignorance. They'd rather say, well, you know, I just didn't know about Jesus or didn't hear about him. Anybody who has a television, a radio, has access to a book, anyone who lives in even a moderately modernized place in the world, most of those people have lost the excuse of ignorance. If you've been exposed to the gospel of Jesus Christ, you've heard his name, you've had the ability to have a conversation, you've had the opportunity for baptism, that kind of thing, you can't claim ignorance. Is that Jesus is everywhere in modern culture. The question is, who is he to you? What's his identity? What do you say? Who do you say that I am, he'll say? And what is your identity in him? In this first reading, Peter stood up, and this is the early church, this is the Acts of the Apostles, and he says, look, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins. Here comes the fisherman, but all of a sudden now he's a shepherd. He's our first pope. And how does a fisherman become a shepherd? Through the power of the Holy Spirit. The power of the Holy Spirit is what enables this guy who is constantly putting his sandal in his mouth to stand up and proclaim the gospel with such ferocity that it says at the end of this reading, 3,000 people were baptized in a day. Because when you stand up, when you're empowered by the Holy Spirit, that God is going to do things through you that you can never do on your own. But he stood up and he was looking at people who were Jewish, many of them, who were raised, you know, as Jewish, and saying, look, it's not enough just to follow these old practices now. This is the guy. You see, if they didn't need to be baptized in Jesus, he wouldn't have had to preach that way. He was preaching what Christ had told him to do. He was fulfilling that great commission, go forward and baptize the nations. And that's why throughout Easter season, we continue to, you know, respond and renew our baptismal vows, and we keep getting sprinkled with holy water. Like, this is important. There's a rebirth. There's something new going on in Jesus Christ. So when he stood up and said this, he was saying, it's not enough that you worship the way you used to. You have to be baptized into Christ. You have to belong to Christ, not just by word, but by action. And that's why in the second reading, we're reminded, look, it's by his wounds that we've been healed. We had gone astray like sheep, but we have to return to the shepherd who will be the guardian of your soul. Those are beautiful words we want to pray about again. And this is why, again, when Jesus talks about himself as the gate, we have to understand back then what would happen at night is that the shepherd would gather the sheep into an area, and that might be like a circle almost a semicircle of brick, sometimes of mud and clay, but there'd be one entrance into the sheepfold, and that entrance would be the shepherd. The shepherd was the gate. He would lie down in the entrance so that if a wolf or anybody else came, or a robber came and tried to steal the sheep, they had to go through the shepherd. He was the door, literally, and that was the only way the sheep could get in and out. So when he says this, he's not just saying it figuratively, he's saying it literally, that basically, if you want to get to my sheep, you got to go through me, is what Jesus is saying. When they're baptized in my name, they belong to me. They're mine, and I'm theirs. And if you want them, you got to go through me. And the devil can't go through him because Jesus destroyed death. And literally, once you belong to Jesus, you belong to him. Now, you might choose to go astray, but he's going to run faster, my brothers and my sisters. And we have to remember, but also rejoice this week in the fact that Christ is the gate. He is the way. But if we have hope for salvation, yes, God's mercy is rich and God's mercy is deep, and he realizes what people have and have not been exposed to in terms of the gospel and Jesus and salvation. But make no mistake, Jesus Christ is the way. He is the gate. He is the door. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the resurrection and the life. He is the bread of life. He is the light of the world. He is all those things. And that in Jesus is our hope for salvation. In Jesus is our hope for redemption. And while we're not going to say this person absolutely is not in heaven because they didn't, God is merciful and God knows what people know. But for most of us, especially anyone listening to a podcast on a computer, we've lost the excuse of ignorance. We can't claim ignorance. You and I have to make a decision every day. And those we come into contact with, we have to encourage to make a decision. Is Jesus who he says he is? Because if he's Lord, that requires a decision on our part. And my brothers and my sisters, when we're baptized in his name, when we go forward in his name, we proclaim that he is the Lord. We proclaim that he is the shepherd. We're going to know his voice. And when he calls to us, we're going to respond. My brothers and my sisters, pray this day that you're always close enough to Jesus to know and to hear his voice clearly, even when you're running away. And pray this day for all those who have heard his voice and run and are scared to come back. And pray especially for all those who have never been exposed to his truth and have yet to hear his voice, that they're given that gift soon, that they might respond, that they might come back and themselves be baptized. And as you walk into the church this Sunday and dip your hands in that holy water, make the sign of the cross upon your body, remember that you are renewing your baptismal promises and you are saved by the cross of Jesus Christ. And the sacraments are an invitation to intimacy with the shepherd. May God bless you this week.
This podcast is brought to you by your friends at lifeteen.com.